sessions. This is a session that we call You've Got Questions, and we've got answers. We're going to just proceed through them sort of in groups by a topic that a group of questions are related to. And I'm going to start. This question says, in reference to Ross Guberman, who, by the way, I said was a CLE teacher. He makes a living teaching legal writing CLE, and he's the author of a couple of very good books on legal writing, one of which I mentioned is Point Made, in which he has assembled a lot of tips for persuasive writing and then supported those tips with examples from writing done by famous lawyers. So he basically came up with a famous lawyer's name and went and looked. He's got stuff in there by President Obama. It's pretty interesting. Guberman also says that split verb phrases and split infinitives are okay, but they cause arguments. What are your thoughts? And the answer is that an infinitive is to go, to see, to write, and that the idea is that you shouldn't insert an adverb into that. You shouldn't split it to quickly write, to quickly see, to carefully visit. You shouldn't do that. And all the best commentary on that subject says there is no such rule. Somebody made that up a long time ago to try to make English seem like Latin, and that you ought to write it the way that sounds most natural to you. Here's the problem. Enough people believe it, and some of those people are old, and some of those people are your supervisor, that they may perceive you as doing it incorrectly or insist that you avoid the split. And if that's the case, this is going to be a minor theme of the questions. I'm not sure exactly what to tell you to do. I would not go there and say, hey, a guy at a legal writing CLE told me that you don't have to, that's not a rule.